It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to the weekend. Welcome to a brand new month, November 1st. And on Tuesday, the election will be underway. It's been a long time coming. So this hour, you'll have a chance to hear from two of the most important local party representatives this half hour. It is Sam Hens-Grieco, who is the chair of the Allegheny Democratic Committee. Sam, welcome back. And next half hour, we'll hear from your counterpart, as you know, another Sam DeMarco. But welcome. We appreciate you doing this with us this morning.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. Happy to be here, Larry. Thank you.
So with the presidential election, obviously that's the biggie, but there are so many other important elections. So I thought I'd give you an opportunity to talk about some of those that are important to the Democratic Party here.
Yeah, thanks. Sure. In the, 2 years ago, we flipped the state house and we have a 1-seat margin in the state house. And that was large part because we won the seats with Arvin Ventcat and Mandy Steele. Those are two races we're still concerned about. We think we're solid with those. We think they'll come back. But we also have three real great candidates with Hadley Haas, who's running in the 44th, which is out by the airport, Bill Petullo, who's up in the North Hills, and Angela Girol, who's in the South Hills. So they're both excellent. All three of them are excellent candidates. They've been running great races, and we're excited about all of those races. And on the state Senate, of course, we're down by, I think, 3 seats in the state Senate. Out by the airport, West Hills, northern area, is Nicole Ricciuto, who's running for the state Senate there. Again, great candidate and is doing a great job with her campaign. The numbers that we've seen are all very encouraging. We are at the county level. What our focus has been is vote by mail, trying to make sure those numbers are up and that people are returning their ballots. So I'm feeling good and confident about those races and about, the turnout, because it's all about turnout right now.
Yeah, part of the practical message, as we heard from the Allegheny County Elections Board members, that if you did not mail in your mail-in ballot yesterday, they're suggesting that you hand deliver. There are 10 deposit areas in the county, which you can go on their website and easily find if you'd like to, because your vote will not be counted unless it is received by 8 p.m. Tuesday. Right, Sam?
That's right. And we have about 30 people in our office every day contacting those folks who haven't returned ballots. I think we're around 30,000 some people who haven't returned ballots. And if you're a Democrat and you need a ride to that drop box, we will come out and get you, because you can only return your ballot unless you are aged and infirmed. And then there's a way that you can have somebody else do that. But that's what we're actively engaged in right now.
And you have to, if you're returning it in person, it has to be you.
That's right.
4 years ago, the governor actually, or maybe it was a couple of years ago, at the time, Governor Wolf said that his wife took his in, and he got his hand slapped for that. So you want to make sure, no matter what you're voting for, or who you're voting for, you want to make sure your vote counts, most importantly, for that. Let's
But let me clarify that, Larry. Let me just clarify that. Because if somebody is homebound or somebody is infirm, there is a way that you can designate an agent to come out and get your ballot,
okay,
which is really important because folks who, you know, people want to vote. And if they hear they have to, they're the only, they can only return their own ballot. That's that, that it's important to know there's another avenue for folks. But you can't be just lazy. You can't be just sitting on the couch and say, hey, somebody else take it in for me. Maybe like Governor Wolf. Not that he was lazy at that time. He's probably busy.
But I appreciate the clarification. And actually, that situation with him helped other people realize, okay, you can, anybody could have mailed it for you, but to drop it off in person, unless you have some mitigating circumstances, but please make sure you do vote. We're with Sam Hansgrohe, chair of the Allegheny County Democratic Party Committee. So what about the Senate race? Now, these races have gotten so ugly with the amount of money spent on political ads, radio, television, social media, print, digital. It's never been like this. More money spent in this state than ever before. And the other side has blamed Bob Casey for everything short of the kidnapping of the Lindbergh baby, Sam. Why should Bob Casey remain in office?
Well, first of all, let me say this. I just want to give a shout out to my sister, because my sister says, look, if you want people to vote by mail, then you get somebody who's really smart, technical person that says, once you've voted by mail, that you get a chip to put in your TV and you don't get any more TV ads. and you'll get... You will get 100% turnout vote by mail.
Maybe next big presidential election, we'll have the artificial intelligence technology to do that. Meanwhile, Bob Casey has been an incumbent, and Dave McCormick's trying to unseat him. It's got to be a closer race than maybe people thought at this point. Why keep Bob Casey?
Well, look, he's a senior Democrat. I mean, he's got seniority in there. He's sitting on some major Senate seats on some Senate committees, number one. I mean, he's a solid guy. He's been a public servant here in Pennsylvania for years, and folks forget that he was Auditor General years past. He is grounded here in Pennsylvania. He's worked hard. He's a solid Democrat. He believes in some Democratic values and supports those principles and Democratic, our goals and the policies. I think it really should question folks who just all of a sudden decide to run for office. I mean, running for office is a great sacrifice. It does take time when you're an elected official to learn how to sort of write laws, how to work with other people across the aisles to pass laws. I mean, it just isn't like, I've run a business, I can do this. That's not true. Businesses and government are quite different. The purposes are quite different. And I always find that quite, you know, that we always dismiss politicians like, oh, they're just politicians. No, they're elected officials, give a lot of sacrifice for what they've done over the years. And Bob Casey has learned how to sit in the Senate and get stuff done. So, I mean, I think he has, and to talk about the closeness of races, I think that's just the nature. You don't see large margins that much anymore. I mean, we did 2 years ago with Governor Shapiro and Governor Fetterman, but I don't think that you see that type of race. You're going to see that type of race here.
All right, Sam, your elevator pitch for Kamala Harris.
Oh, first of all, look, you know, folks, we know who Donald Trump is. All right. I mean, what I've always said is, look, you know, she tells us where we're going forward. Talk about what the Biden campaign, the administration has done, which I think is great. But that third component is Donald Trump. I mean, in the Madison Square Garden fiasco just points it out. I mean, if you look down what happened at that event was nothing but grievances. There was no discussion about where this country will go under Donald Trump. Go back to that debate. In the debate, he was asked about health care. And remember, when Obamacare came in 15 years ago, the Republicans ran with that as a fear factor. You're going to lose your doctors. You're going to have death panels, all that kind of stuff. When he was asked, and he tried to get rid of it, it was John McCain that saved the Affordable Care Act. When he was asked on that debate, what are you going to do about health care? He had nothing. In fact, if you go back and look at his debate with Hillary Clinton, it was almost the exact same thing. I got a plan. This is what I'm going to do. There is no leadership with Donald Trump. That's number one. Number two, I mean, look at where we are now. I mean, the economy is doing very well. Inflation's down, unemployment down, consumer confidence is up. It takes time for certain things to sort of take root. I mean, yesterday there was a groundbreaking where we're bringing in new technology here in Pittsburgh with batteries. In Weirton, West Virginia, a town that mill has completely almost collapsed, they brought in a huge battery manufacturing plant there. Those things that were put in within the Biden administrations are taking root in now. They'll take time to sort of see the results. But Kamala Harris is going forward with that. And I'd even talk about the immigration. I mean, look, you can't miss that on TV, right?
Right.
But one of the most conservative senators and two of the most liberal Democrats came together with a bill. That's what Americans want. They want bipartisan work to be able to come together legislation. And Donald Trump came in and said, don't do that. And that's a shame. That is just, that's almost criminal to step in and say, don't do good legislation because I want to run on that issue.
Sam,
that was a long elevator ride.
That's all right. We're going to give Sam DeMarco a chance to talk about their candidates in the next half hour. So this is the hour of want to make sure everybody gets heard, and we appreciate you taking time, Sam. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you, Larry. Have a good weekend.
You too. Sam Hansgrohe is chair of Allegheny County's Democratic Committee, and Sam DeMarco, who chairs the Republican Committee in the county, will join us right after the news at 7:30, and we'll ask him all the same questions, give him the same time to answer. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville, here's Ellen Gamble.
All right. Thank you, Larry. We do have the delays on the build, certainly, as you're coming out of the South Hills this morning. Route 51, it's a bit heavy around the intersection with Library Road, Route 88. And then you ease off the brakes and most of the way up to the Liberty Tunnels, backing just before Bousman as you make that right-hand turn into the Liberty Tunnels and head for downtown. West Liberty Avenue is stacking right around the intersection with Pioneer. You're lining up on the Parkway West inbound at the Parkway Center Mall on-ramp as you make your way into the Fort Pitt Tunnels. 28 southbound looks great, as does the Parkway North, I-279 headed for the city. Parkway East, however, lines up right around the Edgewood-Swissvale interchange ahead of the Squirrel Hill Tunnels. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 7:25. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And AccuWeather says we're going to have another sunny day that'll be about 20 degrees cooler in the afternoon, around 60. We're at 63 now. We've already experienced our high for the day. And it is going to be much colder overnight, into the upper 30s. So this weather update brought to you by Parmar. If there's not a Parmar store near you, there will be soon. This is the Big K Morning Show. So we heard from the chair of the Democratic Party here in Allegheny County. And next, we'll hear from the chair of the Republican Party.
Sam DeMarco.
Yeah, so we have two Sams. Sam I am. Sam Hansgrohe brought up a good point about mail-in balloting. When I mentioned, they are suggesting now, Allegheny County election officials, that if you did not mail your mail-in ballot as of yesterday, that you hand-deliver it, and you have to be the person that does that, with some exceptions.
Yes, if you have someone at home who can't do that for themselves, then you have some paperwork to fill out, and that makes it okay.
Yeah, so the other factor is always, for people in turnout, is the weather. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're anticipating another record high of 80 degrees on Tuesday. So weather in terms of allowing people to come out even early, it'll be mild enough, dry enough, comfortable enough to get out and vote on Tuesday. And as you've seen, we have become the center of the universe right here in Pittsburgh for this election, because you would not have both candidates coming on Monday if it didn't matter.
We're just trying to confirm the Trump information at this point, but the way that it's worked out in the past is we've heard about it and been able to report on it, and then of course it happens once the word leaks. And by the way, as an aside on the Harris campaign, not only will there be an event here from 3 to 7, but also another event in Philadelphia from 5 to 9, which means I think the vice president is going to leave here at some point
and bounce over
around 5 o'clock and then spend a couple, 2 or 3 hours over in Philly. And who knows what they have planned there.
And again, reiterating, whichever candidate ends up winning, because they will thank in part Pennsylvania for delivering, one party will be excited, one party will be disappointed. However, for us as a community, promises have been made.
Yes, they have.
On both sides, and we just hope that whoever does win keeps their promises to us here in this region.
Pennsylvania got 63 total visits from the candidates since October 25th alone, Pennsylvania. Right. Philadelphia got 12, Pittsburgh got 9. And we're just talking about the cities now.
And you can make it double digit if Monday comes to fruition, where both candidates will make an appearance in Pittsburgh. Pretty significant. And I suppose on one level, in all the divisiveness and the anxiety that's created, that we should collectively in this region feel like we are in the limelight for a reason. It matters. And again, whoever wins better deliver what they promised to us. This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend. Brand new month. Last weekend before the election on Tuesday. And in this hour, we've devoted our attention to some local races, too. And this half hour, we welcome Sam DeMarco, who is the chairman of the Republican Caucus of Allegheny County. You can see Sam on our video stream, too, at kdkradio.com. Great painting there in the background of your dog, Sam. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Larry, and happy to be here.
Yeah, and appreciate your time. Before we get to the biggie, which is the presidential race, and we'll give you a chance to, you know, give your elevator pitch for Donald Trump, let's talk about some of the down ballot elections, which are really important, too. Obviously, the presidential one gets 99% of the attention, but these other ones are important for all of us in the region. So let's talk about some of those candidates.
Sure.
So let's start with in the county, Republican candidates and why they should get people's votes.
Well, Larry, I think that most folks now, and you know, we're going to talk about the county and some of the candidates in the down ballot races, but I think it's important that folks look at what we've just gone through, not just at the national level, but you know, at the local level. We had elections last year here in the county, and now what we have is a proposed 46.5% tax increase that are on us. You know, we've had local races here where we've, you know, elected a mayor. We have crime issues in the city of Pittsburgh. So things that happen locally do affect you. And in Harrisburg, we've had a legislature which has been the least productive, you know, in history here, I think, in the past number of years. And it's important that we take and retake back the majority, you know, in the state house. So we're very excited about the candidates. I expect all the Republican incumbents to win re-election. And, you know, and that includes also in the state Senate with Devlin Robinson. I believe Jen Dentini, who's running in the 45th state senatorial district, is going to have a great shot. She's running for the open seat vacated by the retiring Jim Brewster. You know, and we have a number of other candidates out there. So I'm very excited about our local folks. We have a great slate of statewide row office candidates. Dave Sunday running for attorney general. And then we have the incumbents. Tim DeFore, who is an actual auditor. Imagine that. Somebody that's actually an auditor you know, running for re-election as the Auditor General, and Stacey Garrity, who's done a phenomenal job, you know, as the treasurer here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And like I said, Dave Sunday, who's running for Attorney General, Dave has done a great job here as the district attorney in York, York, PA. Here's a guy that's an actual prosecutor, a guy who's prosecuted capital cases, but who has a unique view, Larry, on criminal justice. He believes in accountability, but also redemption. So he's instituted programs out there in York where they have folks that are like going to be leaving jail or prison, and he works with manufacturers to try to get these folks jobs so that when they get out on the street, they're able to take and earn a good living, and that has reduced the recidivism rate out there substantially. So we have a great slate of candidates. And then how could I forget? But Allegheny County's own Dave McCormick, he was running for the United States Senate. And, you know, months ago, people thought that that was going to be a race that Bob Casey was going to run away with. And then what you've seen here locally, you know, and recently is that Dave has not only closed that gap, but some polls show him with a slight lead. So there's a great number of races here that are on the ballot, and these are going to take and affect, you know, our lives going forward. You know, with Dave, I look for somebody that can provide leadership in the United States Senate. Bob Casey, by all accounts, is a nice guy, but he's been there 18 years, and I challenge anyone to name a single substantive, you know, accomplishment that he's had that's benefited or changed the lives of the people of Pennsylvania. That's why we need change. That's why we need Dave McCormick there. So these are all the folks that are down ballot. And then we start to look at the presidential race, Larry. I mean, listen, we lived through 4 years of Donald Trump. People know what their family finances were like. They know what their own economic experience has been. And then we've also lived through the last 3.5 years of the Biden-Harris administration. We know that groceries are 22% more expensive. We know that gas is up 48%. We know that rent is up 22%. We know that everything that we do in life costs more. We spend on average $11,000, the average family, excuse me, spends on average $11,800 more a year for the same goods and services that they bought just a few years ago. So, you know, I believe that economic issues, economics, and crime are going to be the driving factors. When I say crime, I'm talking about immigration. It doesn't seem like a day doesn't go by where we see some terrible story about something that's happened, you know, a crime committed by someone who's crossed this border illegally and was let loose in this country by the Biden-Harris administration. So I'm very excited about this, enthusiastic, and looking for this election day to come.
We're with Sam DeMarco III, chairman of the Republican Caucus of Allegheny County. And Sam, important, I want to reiterate this message, is that if you have a mail-in ballot in Allegheny County, election officials are suggesting don't mail it. If you didn't already do that by yesterday, make sure you turn it into one of the 10 sites that are available, and you can see that on the county's website. We want to make sure everybody's vote counts, right?
No, absolutely. And Larry, thank you for emphasizing that. Our concern is that at this late date, because of what folks have viewed as some inconsistencies in the post office deliveries, that if you put a ballot in the mail at this point in time, that it may not arrive in time. Okay, so it's important. We do have 10 locations that will be open from like 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. you know, throughout the county. As you said, if you go to AlleghenyCounty.us, that's the Allegheny County's website, select elections, and then scroll down to ballot return sites. You'll get a list of those sites, the hours, but we have them spread geographically throughout the county. And I want to make this thing clear as well, Larry. If you have applied for a mail-in ballot, but you have yet to receive it, and you're concerned, you have the ability to go downtown to the elections office at 542 Forbes Avenue. You can go to the downtown office and ask them, and they will reissue you a ballot right over the counter that you can fill out and return right there. Failing that, you do have the ability to go to the polls on election day. And if you're unable to present your entire ballot there to be spoiled, the judge of elections will allow you to vote provisionally. It's not same day voting, it's provisionally. And folks, provisional ballots will count. You know, all we want to do is make sure that your mail-in ballot wasn't submitted. And once we can confirm that, your provisional ballot will count. So everybody does have the opportunity to vote. We want to make sure that every person gets that opportunity. Thank you.
Well, that's great information, Sam. I appreciate that. And one other additional note, if you do want to drop your mail-in ballot in person, it has to be you, unless you have mitigating circumstances, and you can check again the county's website for details on that. As always, Sam, appreciate your time. It's a big weekend. Before you go, do you see a time after the election when maybe bipartisanship may return a little bit and we get a little more done overall?
Well, crossing my fingers, Larry, okay? And that's something we always hope for. You know, I was telling somebody, one of the things we'll be happy to see after the election is when the ads and commercials stop. You know, I was telling somebody, this was a cohort of veterans. I said, if I were on a beach and stumbled across a magic lamp and the genie said, you have one of three wishes, world peace, you could end world hunger, or truth in political ads, I would have to pick the latter, you know? So
amen.
I know folks are going to be happy when this election is over.
All right. Again, thank you, Sam. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You got it. You too, Larry. Take care. Thanks.
Sam DeMarco, who is the chairman of the Republican Caucus of Allegheny County. One of those songs that the first two notes, you know what it is. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. Paul, speaking of music, and we're going to get into this a little later, Ticketmaster having issues because, first of all, they're facing issues with the federal government because they are considered to be, by some, as a monopoly in the world of ticketing, right?
Right.
But also, they were hacked, apparently, and then imagine this.
Oh, really?
You know, everything's on your phone.
Right.
You go to a Steelers game, you go to a Pitt football game, you go to PPG Paints, hockey, or concerts. It's mobile ticketing.
Mm.
So if you purchase a mobile ticket online, you want to know it's A, secure, and it does the job and gets you into the show or the games. Well, some people, because of this hack, have had their tickets stolen.
Wow.
So imagine then going to a venue and you think you're all set and they go, nah, that's voided. We'll get into that because Ticketmaster's having some issues right now.
Let's do that.
And if you look at almost any kind of event, large and small, Ticketmaster is the big dog.
I mean, what recourse do you have if someone has stolen from you?
Well, that's a great question. That's a great question.
I mean, you have proof of purchase.
You do.
And so, yeah, right?
Electronically.
What are they going to do about that?
That's a multi-million dollar question. And we'll dig into that a little more coming up on the Big K Morning Show. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.